Okay. So on Lamed Ches, right, two lines before the bottom. Amenab. So the Mishnah now is talking about if you took a netter that you were not going to get hanaf from any but from another person, what you're allowed to do. So Mishnah says, Vizonis Ishtov es Bonav. This person is allowed to support the person's wife and kids. Alpha Pishu Chaivim is going to say him, even though the one who the mudr is really obligated to pay for their food. It's based upon Mishnayis in Ksubas, that a person has a chiv, part of their obligation is to provide for their wife and children, right? So then if this person is paying, for my wife and my kids, it's like you're paying their debt. That's allowed. We saw it in the previous Mishnah. Velo yozun es behemto, but you can't feed this guy's behema. Bein tamei bein tahor, whether it's a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. Now, even if the animal has already been fed its regular meal, by you adding to it, well, that fattens it up. And we'll see if the Gemara is going to explain what benefit that is by fattening it up. Rabbi Lazar Omer, he always says, no. Zanes et tamei. You could feed his non-kosher animal. Vein zanes et tahor, but you can't feed his kosher animal. So we'll see why there's a difference between feeding a kosher animal that, or the guy's non-kosher animal. So now the Tanakam, Rabbi Lezer, go back and forth. So Amr lo, the Chachamim said, Rabbi Lezer, ma bein tamei letahora. You, Rabbi Lezer, you made a chiluk. Right? You said that that you can't feed the kosher one, but he's getting a hanah from the non-kosher also, right? He's getting fatter. So Amalahen, he said to them, Shatahora nafshel shemayim v'gufa shalom. The difference is like this. When you have a kosher animal, when you shecht it, so its neshama leaves, but the body heel belongs to it. You can eat from it, right? That's a kosher animal. It's a good steak. It's a good hamburger. So if the matir is making it fatter, that's a benefit, because now there's going to be more meat when I'm ready to sit down and eat my meal. But tamea nasha v'gufal shemayim. But the non-kosher animal, both its life, its body, right? You can't eat it. The one who goes, no, you can't eat the non-kosher thing. So you're not really getting any benefit if I fatten up your non-kosher animal. You can't eat it. So Amru lo, so no. So then they would say back to him, no, afa tamea nasha l'shemayim v'gufa shalom. Even when a non-kosher animal dies, the body goes away, it belongs to him. Shim yirta harehu mochro, La'akum or la'achila l'klavim. If he wants to, he could. Give it over to a non-Jew. He could feed it to his dogs. Therefore, he does benefit if he becomes fatter, because the more meat to sell or the more to feed his dogs. So therefore, it'd be also, he says, for him to the matter to feed even his non-kosher animal. So that's really the machlokus in the Mishnah about what to do. And the more is explained like this. So that's we're starting the Gemara now. Omer of Yitzchak Bar Chanana, Omer of Huna. Hamuda Hanabi Chavero, if you took a net, you're not getting a hanah from this guy. Mutil Lahasi is Bito. You're allowed to marry his daughter. You can marry his daughter. Why is that? Havi Bo Ribizera, the Maya Skinan. So in this case, what exactly is going on over here? So Elam, if you're going to tell me there must be a case where Hijinichse Avi Hakala Surunala Chosen, that the possessions that belong to the father of the bride are going to be also on the chos, and that can't be, right? Hare moiselo shivcha l'shamsho. He gives over a shivcha to help. You know, that was part of the marriage contract. So it can't be he's giving over to them. Now, we have to explain, the way that we're shown and learned, we're talking about a case right now where the daughter at this point is a katana. She's under the age of bas mitzvah. And a katana, so all her maisa yadel, all of her earnings really go to go to her father. She doesn't possess anything. Everything belongs to her father. So that can't be it. Again, a case where the possessions, the property of the father kala are also in the chosin. Ella, so rather, we have to say differently. It must be a case of benichse chosin asurin al avia kala. And what the chosin has, that's going to be also on the father kala. Gedolim is omer, even a greater chiddush, they said like this, right? We'll see why this can't be the real case. Zanis Ishtov Ezbonov, right? We saw in the Mishnah that he could supply food for the guy's wife and the guy's sons. Afal pishahu chayv mizonoson, even though the person himself was supposed to want us to do that. Va'at omer, you're going to tell me that what? Motel hasias bito? Meaning that that's obvious. Right? It's like a kal v'chomer. If a kal v'chomer, I can support by what you have, then certainly I can marry the daughter when it's oser. So then that can't be pshat. Look in the Ran. The Ran learns about five or six lines up before it gets really wide. It says, Gedola mizev omru zanes isho v'ezbonav at omer motel hasias bito klomar. Means as follows, says the Ran. If he can give food to the guy's daughter while she's still in living with at home, and the father's chayav to pay for his daughter's mizonos, certainly he could do it after he's married, right? He's chayav to support his wife. So umay kamash v'lan Rav Huna. Then what's the chiddush of according to Rav Huna of this? Samara says no. La'olam, it has to be b'shenichse avikala surnal hachosim. We're going to go back. It's a case where the father of the girl is also, his possession is also on the chosin. However, it's bibito, is a bogeres. A bogeres is, she's an adult already. She's over 12 and a half. Now, I'm not saying 12 and a half nowadays is grown up, but in halacha terms, we have three ages. A girl who's beneath the age of bas mitzvah is a katana. Between 12 and 12 and a half, she's a na'ara. We'll have the perek na'ar ha'marasa later on. But that's 12 to 12 and a half. 12 and a half and over is a bogeris. So she's a grown woman, right? And at that point, it's umidaito, that it's with her consent. So it's not from the father that the chosin is really getting any benefit. If you look at the Ran, let me scroll down, there you see the Ran is the first wide line, bita bogeris. It's not the father's giving over, Elihi Atzma. She's doing it of her own accord. So since she's doing it herself, then that's the case. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hoch, you have a braisa like this. Hamudr Hanoa Mechavero. If you take a netter not to get the Hano from somebody, Osel Hasias Bito, you're not allowed to marry his daughter. Aval Masia Bito Bogeres Umidaita, but he can marry off his daughter who's a Bogeres if she's over 12 and a half, and she consents to it. So then, in that case, it would be allowed, and that's like the case that our Mishnah is talking about. Okay, continues the Gemara and says, Almer of Yaakov, Hamadri Benol Talmud Torah. If a person takes a neder for his son for Talmud Torah, Ron says in the third wide line, Ha'av Hidiru Shloyehene Avi Mimenu. Kidei shelo yisbatel mitalmud Torah. The father says like this, I don't want you doing any work for me. I want you to sit and learn. So therefore, I'm taking like a neder. I can't get any hanah from you. So I can't, you can't do tasks for me because you're not allowed to. So therefore, this way, the kid will be totally focused on his learning. So nevertheless, even though he says this, the Gemara says there are certain, what's it called? Jobs or tasks that the kid could do. Right? Again, the Talmud Torah. Mutter lemalos lo chavis shomayim. He's allowed to fill up a barrel of water. Lehadlik lo esaner, to light a lamp. Rabbi Yitzchok omer litzlos bo dag katan. He could roast a small little fish for him. He could make him sardines, make some herring for him. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, omer Rabbi Yochanan, hamur hana mechavero, mutter lehashkoso kos shel shalom. So if you take a neder, you're not going to get benefit. You're still allowed to give him this thing called a kos shel shalom. What does that mean? A kos shel shalom? Someone asks, "My nihu, what exactly is the definition of a kos shel shalom?" So halcha targimu here, meaning in Bovel, the way we are matargim, we translate as kos shel beis ha'ovel. Now the Gemara tells us in, I think it's on Daf Ches in Ksubis, that when the person was sitting Shiva, they used to drink 10 cups of wine. 10 cups of wine were served as part of the thing. We don't do this, obviously, nowadays, but that's what, according to this pshat, that it means they could give him it was done as part of the Birkas HaMazon, that you could give him the Koshel Beis Avel. But Marava Omri, as we explained previously, Marava means in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Koshel Beis HaMerchatz. There was a cup of wine that it would give when you're leaving the bath. And the Rambam over here to discuss this a little bit. The Rambam says, let's see, I can pull that up. The Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, it's in Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Amut Ruvain Lishtos Koshal Tanchumin Miyado Shal Shimon Mishal Ruvain V'chein Koshal Beis HaMerchatz. You're also allowed to drink this cup in the afterwards. She'ein bezeh haniyah. There's no hanah given by this. There's no hanah that he's getting as a result of drinking from here. The Ravid learns that this is like a refu he's giving him. Be'ein eved haniyah. No, el she'esh bo chai nefesh. V'ulai mishal atzmo ka'omer she'ein mehano ela hashkeo bilvad. Behemitza. Meaning he's helping out the person's. The way the Rambam seems to be learning is that by doing this, he's restoring the guy's health because he got harmed in the bathhouse or something like that, and therefore that's not called a hana. Okay, we'll go up to the Mishnah now about the animals. The Mishnah said v'lo yozun es behento bein. So Tanya Yoshua ish uza oimer said the following. Zan avada v'shvachosav hakanainim. He's allowed to. If you took a net out again, you can still feed his eved kanani, his maid servants. That he's allowed to do. Velo yozun es behemto, but he's not allowed to feed his animals. Bein tmei bein tahara, whether it's kosher animals or non kosher animals. So we're asked, my taima, what's the reason why you make a chilek? You could yes feed the slaves and the maid servants, but you cannot do the animals. Samar explains, Avada v'shvochosav hakanainim, his servants, limenacharuso avidon, they're set up to do work. That's their job. So, they're working regardless. Maybe even it's bad. They become overweight. They can't work as well. Behema lepituma avida, but a behema is designed. The whole point is to fatten it up. Because when you're going to either eat it yourself, you're going to sell it. You're going to get more hana from it. You're going to get either a bigger steak you'll eat, or you get more money for it when you sell it. So that's why he says that you're allowed to only do the workers, because the workers, there's no difference. They're working regardless. You can feed them, but you can't feed the behemoths because of the benefit. Actually, I have a minute or two left. Maybe I'll just say over Shaila I saw. There's a sefer on. It's called Cheshuke Chemed. Cheshuke Chemed. This is the basis behind all those the What If books and the Veheravna. These are all Shas Master of Zilberstein. So he has on this idea about we saw earlier in the Amud about lighting the candles, right? He's that a father who said took a netter, his son can't get any hanah. He's still allowed to light the candles. So like, almost as a springboard, he was asked the following question: Ha'im yesh l'ish l'chatchila, unless haschila, but they're wrong. Haschila halik. Es ner Shabbos hasmoli lahamshich lahalig mismol liyamin. So by Chanukah, everyone knows we light the newest candle from left to right. So someone asked, "Well, should I do the same thing by my Shabbos candles?" Interesting question, right? Do I have to? Is it the same thing? So at the end of the day, he says, "No, there's no really inyan whatsoever of this because by Shabbos it's hit or mitzvah. I'm sorry, by Chanukah it's hit or mitzvah. So you light and you the new light. Okay, fine. But really, as we've explained, we're learning the sugya of." Halakha's name was Me'ikar Hadin. It's really only one ner you have to light, right? As we point out, that's the diak the Shulchan Aruch Harav makes from the Mishnah when we say in Ba'am Malikin, Hidliku es haner, light the candle, one candle. The other candles are for Kavod Shabbos, are for an additional to that. So he says you don't have to do it. There's no inyan. In the footnotes, they ask the same question from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he says ulai. Perhaps there's an inyan to light from left to right, even with the Shabbos, but according to Zilberstein, there is no inyan whatsoever.